No matter what the chariot says, I'm biased and by this I'll judge you on weakness wrapped up in my own innocence. And I think that's fine. So hard to be good again. Well, now that you're home, won't you rescue me? I've been trying so hard to be good. Now that you're home, won't you rescue me? I've been trying so hard to be good again. Now that you're home, won't you rescue me? I've been trying pretty hard to be good. Well, now that you're home, I can see again. I can see again.
Welcome to Idle Hands. You're in the studio, and I'm not off to the best start.
He really isn't.
I'm feeling like I want to rip heads off
people. He wants to rip heads off. We got a guest presenter.
We do.
Another one.
But I want to moan first.
Okay, let's have a moan.
I'm going to moan at...
Don't say nothing yet, guest presenter.
I'm going to moan at the last show for stealing 5 minutes of our time.
I wanted to say something about it, but
watches being different.
Having said that...
Our studio clock is broken.
I think that's the last time they're going to be around, isn't it? Or penultimate. Or one of them.
We don't actually know when the last show
at least one of at least one of those lot isn't coming back, and I know which one it is.
Oh.
You know which one it is as well.
Nef.
That's all I'm going to say.
Do I have anything else to mention about? Yes. In getting prepared for the tonight show,
I burnt the wrong CD.
You burnt because we kind of make a compilation of the songs we're going to play.
Doesn't that mean we can then now play track one and two into each other?
Yes, it does actually.
So technically that's okay, isn't it?
So yes, that's going to go well. But getting off to a shaky start, and I had to do some stuff at the beginning. But now I'm all fine.
Yeah, we need to apologise in case anyone heard this. Bananas! And all sorts of other things whilst the first song was on.
Because Rob's got his favourite toy back.
Yeah, but we don't know if it's going out live, and I'm going to try not to use it throughout the show.
Right, now we can mention who our guest presenter is. Rob, would you like to introduce her?
Yes, she was here a couple of weeks ago, and she's back for more Idle Hands fun. What's her name?
Steph O'Neill.
Hello, Steph.
Hey.
Round of applause, Alan.
Thank you.
Welcome, Steph. Welcome.
Thanks.
Always welcome here at Idle Hands.
It's good to be here again.
Good. Right, what have we got for the lovely listeners this week, Alan?
Well, we're gonna have some views, like some opinions from the listeners that we got
last week.
Music downloading.
We had a lot of good information from people about that, so thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm gonna dispense some news over the shows. Try and get some people. If we have any listeners in the UK, try and get them to give impressions of Give It a Name, because it was Give It a Name this weekend, and
we
went there.
And I was supposed to go, but it didn't work out.
Didn't work out.
No. But did you hear about the lead singer of Say Ocean?
I did.
He got a... What was it?
He had...
Stomach ulcer or something?
Ooh.
In
gastroenteritis or something like
something
that.
Something like that, yeah. See, after he left the stage after performing on,
Yeah, it was London Earls Court on Saturday.
He was apparently
on the 28th.
Vomiting profusely.
Yeah, and he went to hospital.
Had to go to hospital, and they had to cancel
their... So I guess they didn't play on the 29th.
Yeah, they had to cancel the rest of the Give It a Name dates, but they are going to do the tour that they have scheduled coming up. I don't know if that's in the UK or in America.
He's probably just got one of those vicious British tummy bugs.
Yeah, it's our strong food.
It's, you know, COVID, you can't take it.
I hope he gets better soon.
Yeah, he comes to England and he eats off fish and chips. And fish and chips, and he just gets ill, and it's terrible. But still, right. What else? I've got a couple of shout outs actually. I think.
Yeah, we do.
Well, for the first person we had to say hello to is her name's Taylor.
Oh yes.
Georgia.
Oh yes.
We gave her a shout out last week,
and
but her friends wouldn't believe that we were talking about her.
Yes.
So Taylor from Georgia, who went to the My Chemical Romance concert.
I can even find out their MySpace name.
And got picked up by some boys.
Yes.
And when we were reading it, we thought she meant picked up.
Like, as in like, hey, how are you doing?
Exactly. But she meant physically, as in they lifted her up.
Hello.
Hello, yes.
As I say, if you want even like more an accurate way of deciding which Taylor this is...
Considering I'm Taylor, it does get confusing.
Yes.
There's a lot of us.
I just think, oh, why is Rob talking about, you know, referring to himself in third person and using his second name?
Again!
I thought we got past that stage.
It's all he does.
That's all I ever do.
No, Rob's hungry.
It's not true. The Rob.
Taylor's hungry.
Taylor's hungry.
The Taylor hungers.
Taylor needs a nap.
Taylor must feed. Yeah. But hi to Taylor in Georgia. Other people as well. You're going to have to whip up the list because I can't remember off the top of my head.
It would help if...
But I did reply personally to a couple of people,
yes,
as I'm sure Alan did.
I did.
Lucky people.
I'd be able to do this if the internet wasn't being slow.
Yeah. Well, we're used to that at our house, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Our slow, slow internet.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, how's about we play a tune?
Yes, since I have to quickly go back to the same CD we just used, now we're going to play a Spiltfield song.
Yay!
Yay!
Which is, I've been re-listening to again.
Their debut track.
Le premier album de Spitalfield.
Il s'appelle...
you try and do this.
What's it called? What's the name of it?
These Days We Felt Alive.
Il s'appelle...
Les...
Ceci jours comme de nudes... Alive.
Look in pain.
Nous allons, wouldn't it be?
But that means we go to.
Damn!
I don't know. Let's just play it. It's called Those Days You Felt Alive. It's by Spitalfield, and it's awesome. Have a listen.
We'll be right back.
And you're back in the studio.
Hey.
Hello, welcome back.
When did Steph turn into a boy?
Hey.
I'm now wearing a man's cap and I have a man's voice.
I just got back from an operation. I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling manly.
Turn that Spitalfield song.
I like
I went from pre-op to post-op.
All right.
In 3 minutes. I like your beard the best.
Thanks.
Yes.
It matches my eyes.
You used to tell me those things, Rob. But they
I
just
still
lie.
Mean them, Alan.
They were just lies before.
I still mean them.
That is scaring me.
It does scare you, doesn't it?
Well, that's because I'm not looking and I just hear it in here.
Oh, because it fills the room.
It just... because it's playing on the speakers in here.
Oh, I see.
Seth's going to use
Alan,
it.
Alan, I'm watching you.
Get way up close. It scares him more.
Okay.
We got a message yesterday. Which we just found right now, this very second. And Alan is going to reply to it live on the show, just to show you guys how much we care about our listener base, and how we respond to every piece of correspondence we get.
Indeed. Well, I should point out, this is a email from Risa with an R.
Risa. It's like Lisa with an R.
Yes.
That's what she's told us.
Not Risa with an R, because it is an R.
It is
yes,
an R.
Risa, which
so
is
hello,
Risa with
an
R. She just asked, you know, just...
She said, hey guys, hey. I like your podcast, could you give me a shout out?
So, yes we are. So, I'm going to...
It's happening right now.
Hello, Risa.
Hello, Risa.
Risa, I love your name.
This email
name, isn't
is...
It? I'm a being written.
Being writ.
Writ.
N. I just leave it as writ, shall I?
Just realised this might be quite slow and boring. But it's all good. Just whack it all down.
Live.
Tappy tappy.
Tappy tappy.
On idle hands.
Live. right now.
Right live again.
Chances are, when Reese is going to listen to this, it won't be live anymore.
No, it won't. But still, we hope that you have enjoyed the first. Shut up. 10 or so minutes of this.
We need some
show.
What's it called? What are they
background
called?
Music, some jazz.
Do you mean the...
Those things that... Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed.
Yeah, we need some of that.
Okay.
No? All right.
I'll make
I'm
some.
You should.
Going to stop writing
now
because I am boring.
And this is not fun for the other listeners.
But you.
But you.
I'm thinking, I'm writing this, but you're listening to it and it's weird. It's kind of...
I hope she's listening to it as she reads the... She should have the podcast playing in the background while she has the email window up.
I'm going to take that away.
Bombardment.
If I hear it one more time in the next 15
oh, come on.
Minutes,
come
I'm taking
bombardment.
It away.
That's
I'm
the first time.
Okay, we're in the red.
I've probably
red.
Played with it.
Cheers for listening. I might just keep writing that because you did that as
da,
a punishment.
Da, 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 da. Love.
Love.
Idle hands.
I'm going to put Ryan Alan.
Alan. Put Alan.
That's me.
Brackets.
In case anyone doesn't know.
Brackets. Or not even brackets, just and Rob, and that's me in case anyone didn't know.
I'm
and
Stephen.
And Steph as well.
And Steph, that's going in brackets.
Do it from Steph. Yeah, put Steph in.
That's all you deserve, Steph.
In brackets.
Parentheses.
I only get brackets.
She only
parentheses.
Gets parentheses, yeah.
Or Gary Lineker's ears.
Did you see the new Straight Out Run cover
yes,
today?
Yes, I was going. I've got.
Ooh.
See?
I thought it was called The Needle, the Space.
No, it's called
The
Needles,
the Space. Yeah.
See, because I've got my. Again, I've got my.
Alan's shaking
so
his paper aggressively.
Preparation,
which actually also includes the track listing of our CD today. But I was going to do a long list of like news that links into everything.
Oh, I see. Ooh. So I've ruined it by jumping in.
I'm going to do it after the next song.
No problem.
Trust you to ruin it.
Trust you, O'Neill. You know what it is?
I'm going to click. I'm going to click send on this email now. So yes,
there it goes off into cyberspace.
There you go, Risa. We've spent a good chunk, a good few minutes
a good
replying
few minutes
to you
live on the show, replying to you. And
see,
that's what
that's,
we do with every email.
Do. Yeah, I mean, do it live on the show. No,
not on the show.
Wait,
yes,
hey,
in our spare
anyone
time.
That ever contacts in, we'll make a big deal of it.
In time when I should
oh,
be
yeah.
doing when I should be doing other work, I spend
oh,
replying
yes.
to fans, which is good.
Yeah,
I think it shows commitment.
Exactly.
Yeah, tell you.
Should we play a song?
Baka.
Baka. Baka. Baka. Baka. Baka.
Out in the cold, this was your first time.
What you miss you was song.
Bring the landmines.
Being old,
a steady found time.
Sex lies the tone.
Beneath the street signs. Christine, the all-nighter. Wreaking havoc, you're lighting our fires.
Set your body off,
whoa, oh, 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 Christine.
trend. External love likely to dissipate. Christine, your matter. We can have the cure lighting our fires.
Some headbanging then.
Yes, you were. So that was a permanent me. Are they signed yet?
Yeah.
Who are they signed to now?
Oh, I have no idea. Fit? No, not Fearless. I have no idea who they're signed to.
I thought you were just going to call them Fit.
No, I was going to say Fearless. MySpace.com/permanent me.
Yes.
From their album, The Room Crowded.
I was about to say To All the Crowded Rooms.
No, and I was about to say something. No, it's not. I can't remember the name of the album.
I remember looking at it earlier because I was thinking, is that my song?
No, it's something to do with rooms. Like when the room clears. That's
some
it.
Kind of room song.
When the Room Clears is their album. That song was called Christine.
Christine.
Permanent Me. Check them out.
But yeah, if anyone, I'm not having a brilliant show. Everything seems to be going wrong for me.
Including Rob.
Yes, including especially Rob. So if you want to send me some,
I'm not honest.
Oh. If you want to send me
some, worse.
If you want to send me a nice message just to make me feel good,
to raise
we're
his spirits,
kill Alan
to
by
raise
scaring
his spirits.
Him.
Otherwise, he's going to go all emo on us and collapse in a corner. He'll be like Howl in Howl's Moving Castle. He'll get covered in slime and be all depressed.
So, as I was saying, if you want to send me Alan a nice
cheer up Alan card,
hug type
hug
message.
Yeah.
Cheer up Alan.
See, I watched that.
Oh no!
I saw him. He knew you were going to do it.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to wait.
Turn away.
If you want.
Anyways.
If you want to.
Get into contact with us here in the studio.
This is
you
what
can
I'm
do.
Trying to do.
I'll do it. The Hotmail address, you can email us at idlehandstookmybaby@hotmail.com, or you can get into contact with us via MySpace if you go to www.myspace.com/idlehandsradio.
Yes. So I already said about my little news thingy. My tenuous links of news. What's Steph doing?
I don't know. She's looking at her hands.
One hand
what
is a different colour to the other. No,
she's
just
been
in
smoking
general.
Some wacky tobacco.
I don't smoke, thank
maybe
you.
It's because she's been punching someone so
yeah,
much. One of the hands has
been punching me.
One's like kind of red and the other one's just normal colour and I'm quite concerned why
I think
one's
they're,
red.
I think they're delightful.
Yeah, but...
well, yeah, that's a gift. They
yeah,
are.
Well,
they're obviously
course.
Delightful hands.
They're amazing hands. They're just odd
I
colours.
Think those hands are idle. We're totally in the red, I can see it.
I can know, I know it. Right, so here's my
news.
Tenuous piece of news.
Okay.
Right, any UK listeners out there, I want you to try, because as I said, it was Give It a Name this weekend.
Yes, it was.
You
look at Steph yawning her off.
We've invited you twice onto the show, and now you're
afraid.
You think you're better than us.
No, I'm not yawning because of you. I'm just yawning because I'm very tired. I got up very early.
Blah, blah,
and
blah.
And I haven't had my daily nap yet.
Oh, okay.
Right,
she
can
has.
I do this?
Yeah, I
have not.
I saw you napping.
I have a nap every day, and today I haven't had it. So, carry on, Alan.
Carry on.
Right, any people from the UK that went to Give It a Name, I want you to send me your impressions of Give It a Name. What was it like this year? I want to know everything. And secondly, I want to send you to evenifitkillsme.tv,
mm-hmm.
a website I regularly go to, because the sixth webisode...
Six? I haven't watched it since four.
Oh, you got...
I got two to catch.
Ooh,
two. What a treat.
Yes, definitely.
Also Heroes I haven't watched yet, and another one came out today.
Yes,
so I'm now two
episodes
behind everyone else.
You
loser. Terrible.
Lose. But as I was saying, the new
lose.
Alus. But yes, the new webisode of Even If It Kills Me TV is up, and lots of that, well, all of that is filmed in Birmingham at the NIA. Because, yeah, in the very beginning, it has Justin stood by a sign going, hey, welcome to New York, and it's clearly
Was that
Birmingham.
On Sunday?
I don't know.
It must have been. See,
yeah,
if,
Sunday.
If I'd got my press passes, I would have been able to see them filming that.
Ooh, yes. Look at my press
and, but
passes.
Basically, the whole webisode is...
That's, you're not coming on the show again.
I am halfway through something, and I will kill someone.
Sorry, Rob's being really rude.
I can just turn you off. In fact, that's what I'm doing. As I was saying, they are completely turned off, by the way. They actually are not on the radio at all, because I'm mean like that. I'm going to get through this new stuff. Can you actually hear me, guys? They can hear me, but you can't hear them. So as I was saying... oh, no, I know what they'll do. They'll use the... You're on again.
Oh.
Are we on?
Yeah, now you're on.
Oh, hello.
As I was saying...
Like I said, you cut from the show. That's it. Last time, all right? Are we back on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Continue on.
So, yes, for the whole of the webisode, they're talking about their favourite parts of the new album. And it's all kind of fun. But then at the end, you hear a few clips of the songs. Then, at the very end, you actually hear a whole minute of one of the new songs.
Really?
And it sounds brilliant.
Quality.
And I can't
Obviously
wait
unnamed.
For it.
Unnamed.
So, as... And, I don't know, but I do know a track name off the album. There's a track on the album called Last Night, which has got strings in.
Ooh.
Classic. So, maybe an ender.
And can I just say that this tenuous link of news hasn't finished yet?
Okay.
Because I'm really looking forward to that album. I'm also looking forward to the new Stray Light Run album, which the artwork today was it released today or yesterday?
Today, I think.
I think it's today.
But it's on AP.
To our surprise, as we just said, that it's called The Needles, The Space.
Yeah.
But if you go look on AP, you can find them. Absolute punk on it. You can find the bear.
If you go into their gallery and then click on album art,
it's on the front page still.
I know, but just depending on when people listen
true.
To this, yeah.
But yes, you can look at the cover. It's very Mexican sort of drawing. It's good. I like it.
Yeah, it has a kingfisher and a woman, and it's really interesting. Anyway,
and another bit of Stray Light Run news. This is the last bit of tenuous news.
Okay.
If that they have a new street team up for you to go help them out in. So if you go to www.funcorps.com/straylightrun. Now that's fun, FUN, fun. Now corps is CORPS.
Yeah.
Corps.
It's pronounced core, though. It's
Ew.
French. It means body. You know, like the Marine Corps.
But do we really think that it's a French website?
No.
No, but corps means
Rob?
Like a.
Rob?
It's an army word. Like the fun corps are like.
Okay.
Like the Marine Corps, the fun
okay,
corps.
I know,
I'm with you, Alan.
C-O-R-P-S.
I'm with you.
I guarantee you that that's the case.
I don't actually mind, but anyway, everyone should go there and help out Stray Light Run because, you know, this is their
Plus
third
there's some
TV.
Stickers around your town for
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to see some...
Raise awareness.
Take some pictures and send them to us and be like, we did this, we made you do this, stop hitting the microphone, I'm going to play a song.
I'm sorry. Yeah, let's play a song.
I want to thank... speaking of Motion City Soundtrack, I'm going to play a song by them now.
Yay!
I'm going to play a song off the... Well, I say recent. Yeah, it's off the reissue.
Last year, I think.
Reissue.
Was it last year? Because it's only... I'm sure it's just come out in the UK. The
Maybe.
Reissue.
It's been out in America for a while, anyway.
Yeah, well, it's a reissue of Commit This to Memory. It's got a DVD on it. It's got one new track on it. And that song
This is that track.
Yes, this is that track. It's called Invisible Monsters, and it sounds a little bit like
little
this.
A little bit like this.
Steph is not even at her mic.
She is not.
She's not, no.
And neither was I until about 3 seconds ago.
Here I am.
She's back.
It's because I'm better than both of you.
It's true. He sits there
put
and presses
together.
He sits there and presses all the buttons and
we play on chairs.
We mess around in here, bouncing around on chairs. It's fun.
I wreck the room a little bit.
He's just jealous because he can't.
Yeah. I used to before he grew up.
Back in the, I used to be in that room.
He did.
I worked up.
I love this room.
And you got all the way up to the.
This is the first year I've been sole producer.
Now you're on the production side.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be just a presenter till like the last few episodes of the second year when I was started getting taught up how to produce and I was scared of it.
And now you know.
No, I'm just fine.
Now he's an old hand.
Now I prefer being in here.
And as everyone knows, he's the perfect producer.
Oh yeah,
that's a fact.
And I think you all should. I'm just going to get this in now because every year on Siren we have awards. I don't even know if we're going to be having awards this
Siren
year because
awards.
Normally by this point we've started having FM shows. Now that I don't know what's been going on, but something's not been happening, and we don't know what's going on. So we don't know if there's going to be an awards ceremony. But Idle Hands finally want some recognition.
Yeah, and we think we deserve it.
So if you're listening out there, we want you to try and email. I'll try and find out by the end of the show. Well, I'll do it in a sec. Siren's email address. I want you to bombard them.
Bombardment!
I was going to ask you to do it in the mic.
Really?
Bombardment!
I can't do it as good as Rob, you did.
Rob, you go for it.
What?
Say bombardment into that mic.
Bombardment!
Yes. We want you to bombard.
Bombard Siren.
Siren with emails saying, Idle Hands is the best!
I love Idle Hands.
Please, keep them on the air.
Say, keep them on the air. I think they deserve an award. They're awesome. We love them.
Also, could you also add that Steph deserves an award all by herself?
Just ignore what she's saying. Mainly say that Idle Hands is the best, because there aren't individuals.
Just say something about Steph. The best person in the world.
Seriously, you're just going to confuse people, aren't you? Let's not do that. Don't write that. Write just about the show, because there's no individual awards for like shows only. So say that Idle Hands are the best. If you want to like put the bottom bracket, Steph was an awesome guest presenter, then you could do that.
Yeah, we're fine with
that's
that.
That's fine.
Do I have any other news that I could do right now
just to
pad out some time?
we've got nothing to fill the time with.
I'm going to take them. I know they'll still hear this. I just don't want to talk to them anymore, people.
I think it's fair.
Those two in that room, I just don't want. I don't even want to look at. I do.
Hey,
how rude.
They're pretty.
This is so rude. No, we're starting to sound like.
No, don't say it. Don't you dare say it.
What are you going to say?
I was going to say we sound like the Tuesday Night Mix.
The
previous show.
Because that's all they do, just sit around and laugh with each other.
And steal 5 minutes from us.
They
anyway.
And we would never steal 5 minutes from the guy that goes after us.
No, we love the Halford Maneuver.
The Halford Maneuver, yeah. We love
Halford Maneuver.
Yeah. Good show, actually. He plays some interesting stuff. Right, I'll just put a little bit of news in now. That Census Fail are confirmed for Reading and Leeds this year, if you live in the UK and
huzzah.
Are going. And so
Steph, aren't you going to Leeds this year?
Yes.
You can go see Census Fail. You can also go see Jimmy Eat World, because they're brilliant.
Is this at Leeds Fest?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Shins, which everyone needs to listen to, because they're one of the most awesomest bands ever. Shins are at Leeds.
Oh, for real?
So are the Used. So are Hella Goodbye.
Brand new.
Yeah, so are brand new. So are Gym Class Heroes. So are Get Cape, Wear Cape, Fly.
Awesome.
I'm so excited.
I'm
going to
say it one more
amazing.
Time. Get Cape, Wear Cape, Fly.
Get Cape, Wear Cape, Fly.
Get Cape, Wear Cape, Fly.
Who are all...
Ignoring
who
the full
is, I was about to say who are Singular. Awesome Live. I'm just going to say who is Awesome
is
Live.
Awesome.
I saw him in a room... About, I mean, I can't really compare.
You saw
him
years
two,
ago, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw him years ago.
Before
back
he,
in the day.
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah.
When I was a
well,
young
it
lad.
It was before he released his album. It was,
he's an old
it was,
school fan.
He released his EP, but not the album. But yes, basically, it was a little bit bigger than my room I'm in here.
Yep.
Which is about.
Which is probably about, I don't know, 15
it's
by.
About, it's about
15.
Three me's with my arms spread.
But they don't know what you look like.
Well.
I'd say it's about.
It's about.
12 by 12.
Yeah, it was about a bit bigger than my room and your room combined.
Yeah, but they still won't know that, weirdly.
It's about two caravans put together.
They probably won't know what a caravan size is either.
It was a small room.
It's a small room.
And it was a tiny stage that was not higher than my desk. But no one knows how high
not related to anything in...
Which is about...
Damn just, this damn radio
just
not
over the length
visual
of my
media.
Knee. It's just over the length of my knee.
They won't know that either.
They should!
The point is, radio
we
is not a visual...
We should make Pokemon cards!
It's not we should, with all our vital stats. Who would buy Idle Hands playing cards?
I would.
Alan performed tackle!
Idle Hands top trumps. That'd be badass. My Rob beats your Alan, hands down.
How? How is that possible?
Charisma, charm, looks.
Oh, you're a funny one!
I mean,
I'm going to play some music. Don't you dare.
Got him good. Let's play some tunes. This whole thing's turned into a...
Do you like that move I just did there?
Well, I saw you.
I quickly, because there's only one clock in our room.
Oh, the other one's still broken.
Well, everything is broken in here, so there's only one clock.
High quality.
I quickly, to just quickly look at the time, I pushed myself back. Like this.
Look at him go. He's smooth like a river.
I am a river.
I was doing that in this room, but I picked up some speed.
But yes, I'm going to play a track now. I'm going to play a track is by a band that we played, the very first song we played on the very first episode of this series of Idle Hands.
Yes.
I'm going to play us some Set Your Goals.
Set Your Goals.
And this is Work in Progress, followed by We Do It for the Money, Obviously.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and do it.
It's both.
Because they sort of go into the same track.
Yeah.
So,
it's good though, listen.
So if it messes up, it's my fault and partly Rob's.
But mostly mine.
Yes.
It was my idea to put the song on.
It is nothing to do with me.
Nothing to do with Steph. But enjoy the song. It's great.
It's a revelation, a moment of clarity. And I am trapped inside this moment. Deadline to left to die. And I guess I am truly
my brain was spent, I worried. As I fell in knee deep. With consequences, circumstances, suffocated. And I can barely breathe.
And by all means, this rain should be. Me down, Seattle's keeping me in tune with just right now and a song.
had a bit of a fun time with a few songs there. And Rob and Steph are pretending that they're saying something, but I can't hear it at all. So I'm just going to keep talking for the professional side. We played three songs technically, but it was kind of like two.
Awesome mixing.
Yes, I was really happy with my going from work in progress to We Do It For The Money, obviously, by Set Your Goals. Then we went into Oh The Casino by The Fall of Troy, taken from their new album Manipulator, which is awesome.
Manipulator!
And it's a fantastic album. It truly, truly is. I love it. I'm just going to talk about Fall of Troy for a bit. On their new album, they just go to so many different genres. Like, they've got soul-y parts. They've got a country song on it. It's weird, but I love it.
Go quality.
In fact, it's May 1st today, isn't it?
Yes.
It's out now in America.
Yeah.
So go buy it. It's out on Equal Vision, and I believe you get a bonus disc of 4 live tracks.
You do, I think. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
As far as I know, but how would I know that?
Because I don't know.
Because I read up on music news. That's why. But yeah. Also, what's been going on recently in music?
I don't know.
Nothing. Not really. Not too much actually. This week, it's another one of those slow news weeks, which occur sometimes.
I've got a little bit more English news.
Okay,
go on.
In fact, then
we're in England. Why not?
Basically, the Maple State, who we played a few weeks back, and they're a very good band on Punktastic Records. They're going to be touring between May and June. So, I don't know the dates for certain, but they're on Punktastic.com at the minute, which is one of the internet's best punk-based webzines. So, go check on there for the dates. Go see them live, because they're an English band, and English bands need as much support as possible.
Yeah.
You know it.
Because they just don't get enough attention.
No.
And they don't get as much opportunity as their
American counterparts. And that's not something that I set bad-mouthing American bands. It's just that they come into the UK and it's like, wow, it's an American band in this country.
Yeah,
UK bands have a harder time, and sometimes they are brilliant.
Bless their cotton
Well, having
socks.
Said that, it's only really in the sort of scene that we're into. Think about bands in the indie mainstream, there's loads of English bands that have got that are cracked.
True.
Yeah,
but I'm talking about British emo bands.
I'm using
that term.
Yeah, you're putting bunny ears on it.
Yes, because I've seen bands come and go in the UK. I've seen bands live that were great live, but they never made it. Like my favourite Co-Pilot, they never made it.
Losers Club never made it.
We never did. Oh yes,
oh,
well,
I don't know why.
We never did get those. We kept lowering the bar,
yeah,
so we never got those 15 messages.
We never had anyone request to hear my band, and so we won't play it.
Oh well.
Oh well.
There's still time. There's no time.
No one.
Steph.
What a shame we can't waste 3 minutes of our radio show to play Losers Club. No, forget that. Moving on.
If you do want to get in contact with the studio, the email address is I'm not actually going to say get in contact with the studio. Don't do that.
Sorry.
If you want to get in contact with us, I mean me
us.
And personally, me and Rob personally.
Personally.
You know, because
or Steph, if you request Steph, we can go and grab her and get her to write you an email back.
Please don't.
All right, fine.
Oh dear.
What have I done? I've created a monster.
Give me your emails.
Because nobody wants to see Steffi. I'm trying to do.
They want Robin Allen. She's chopped liver.
I'm glad you see what I was trying to do.
Eminem. Yeah,
yes.
I got it.
As I was saying, yes, if you want to get in contact with me and Rob,
because
we read back to you.
Rob and I, Alan. Rob and I.
Yeah. I'm not
That sounded like Rob and Die. No.
That is just not. That's morbid.
But yes,
that is not humorous.
Rob and Die.
That is morbid.
But yes, the email address is idlehandstookmybaby@hotmail.com, and the MySpace address is www.myspace.com/idlehandsradio. They can't talk at the minute I turn them off again. I love the power, but I get lonely, so I'm bringing them back.
Then it flipped over and landed on its wheels.
I saw that.
It was awesome. Oh, Alan, hi, you're back.
Damn! I missed the story of the century!
Sorry, you
but
missed
so did you out there.
Yeah, it was. Yep. I can't tell you again.
I'll beat it up out of him later and I'll blog about
it. It's just too good. Let's play Sullivan's new song.
Are we playing Sullivan's
new song? I thought you were going to say,
We should, I think.
Well, I was going to play a song by a British band, but...
Okay, yeah, that would make more sense, wouldn't it?
Because I just talked about a British band. So this is another
band
off... What
time is it? Almost 10-2. We'll play Sullivan next week, if we didn't get the chance this week.
I'll try. I'll see what I can do.
We'll see.
But yeah, this is The River Club. They're on Punktastic Records, and the song is called We're Gonna Need a Bigger Carpet. You're listening to Idle Hands, the only medium that will allow Rob to talk.
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm indestructible. Tell me my faults. Tell me I'm lying to myself. Tell me I'm wrong.
Back to Idle Hands. The song you just listened to was by Sullivan, but the song was called something that I cannot remember.
Tell Me I'm Wrong.
Tell Me I'm Wrong. Yes, that's what it's called.
And,
from the new album Cover Your Eyes, which comes out in June.
I think that's the one. It's either that one or the new Deer Hunter album with the really pretty cover that I love. I can't remember which one.
The Sullivan one is sort of whitish background and
Has it got loads of little pictures behind it?
I think so. It's got a border around it.
It's
a Sullivan in fancy curdy writing.
I can't remember. It's either the Sullivan album or the new Deer Hunter album, which
it's
I really
one
love
of those
the cover
two.
For.
One of
but
those
anyway,
two.
We've reached the end of our show.
Yes, we have, unfortunately.
We want to thank everyone for emailing in from the previous week.
Yes, thank you to one and all. We didn't actually get around to the views on people's on downloading.
No, but they're there, and they were pretty
keep
much.
Keep emailing
they
us
were
on your views on downloading versus buying, and we'll talk about it next
yes,
week, hopefully.
Yes.
And we'll try our best.
So, yes, we have to thank Steph for
thank
coming
Thank you very
on.
Much, Steph.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Lovely to have you.
It yeah, was lovely
been
to
fun.
Have you.
Yes. Again, thank you.
And now we're going to end with a song that me and Rob have a certain dance to that you yes. might find out about one day. We're going to do
maybe
it
maybe we'll
now.
Tell you. We'll do
it. I know which
in
one
the
it
video,
is.
We don't have a video podcast yet, but if
no,
we did...
No, but we'll try and get
a
video for the, us doing this dance. Now, this yes. is Cartel, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, by Cartel, yeah.
It's Bye From Me.
And Bye From Me.
And Bye From Me.
We'll hopefully see you next week.
Yeah, we hopefully will.
Yeah, we will.
Have a good week.
You too.
Bye. Bye.
Please don't mind what I'm trying to say, 'cause I'm being reason I'm so set on the rest of